Gregory Pish, conductor of the Walter State College Community Chorale, was faced with a difficult choice before an upcoming performance. He explains, "One aspect of concert preparation I enjoy is writing program notes. These give the audience not only background information, but also some of my thoughts about the music. For a concert of Gabriel Fauré's music several years ago, I was faced with a challenging dilemma due to space limitations in the program. I could either print program notes, or I could print translations of the works. Having programmed two pieces in French and the Fauré Requiem in Latin, I felt that the translations were more important. Therefore, in order to provide program notes for the audience, I had an idea. I decided to let the composer speak for himself. That is, rather than giving them a printed text to read, I wrote a script for an actor in the guise of Fauré to narrate in the performance. Following is one of the monologues the composer shared with us. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this concert of my music. I am Gabriel Fauré. I was born the sixth and final child, and was somewhat of a surprise to them. At the age of seven, I attended a school for promising musicians where I spent the next 11 years of my life. One of the musicians who took me under his wing was Camille Saint-Saëns, whose Christmas oratorio was heard at this church last year. I ended my student career by winning the grand prize, the Grand Prix, in composition for the piece you are about to hear, the Cantique de Jean Racine. You see, after I left the school, I took a church position as organist in the province of Reims, a job I simply detested. The sermons were so long and boring that I would step out of the church to smoke on the porch, which did not endear me to the strict, upright folk of that town. But I must share with you the story of how I came to be dismissed from that position. One Saturday evening, the town held a masquerade ball, an event at which I so thoroughly enjoyed myself that I stayed up all night, arriving at church the next morning, still wearing my costume. My employer considered my garb unsuitable for church. In any case, en tout cas, the composition you are about to hear, the Cantique de Jean Racine, is a sincere prayer to God written by a French priest. I believe you can sense the humanity, subtlety, and nuance in the words of this prayer. I recall how these words moved me as I composed the musical setting. I chose to set playwright and poet Jean Racine's 17th century French paraphrase of a Latin hymn, Consors Paterni Luminis, O Light of Light. I selected Racine's text because its elegant and rather florid French was more creatively inspiring to me than the original dry Latin. If you follow me in my music, you'll know I've always had a preference for beauty and elevation over strict dogma. I've often said that art and music exist to elevate us as far as possible above everyday existence. I hope you will find that my cantique will give you that experience memorably. That you are here in the audience is very important to me. And I say merci mille fois, thank you a thousand times. That from an essay of Gregory Pish. We'll have a chance to accept Monsieur Fauré's invitation as the Catholic Choral Society presents its annual Lenten concert on March 8th in Shavertown, the back mountain just outside Wilkes-Barre. Brenda Grunza, co-president, and Anne Manganello, music director, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to introduce us to the ensemble and to the upcoming program. Brenda.
The Catholic Choral Society of Scranton was basically brought back to birth in 1949 under the direction of Norbert Betty, who was very interested in opera and just community choral singing. So we just celebrated our 76th spring concert, which is pretty fascinating to think about. So we're going strong with several events throughout the year, and we're looking forward to our upcoming Lenten concert.
Tell us about the invitation you received to perform this time in Shavertown, the Back Mountain.
Yes, the director of music from the United Methodist Church in Shavertown invited us to sing. Her name is Nancy Evans. She's the music director there. And she, along with her pastor, James Hollister, are inviting us to have our Lenten concert there. They have a fine arts series that they promote different groups throughout the year. So we are delighted and really honored to have been invited to be a part of this. And so her choir is going to sing a little bit as well in the middle of our performance.
This is a Lenten concert, so what have you put together?
It has a nice variety. There are several themes that are carried from one piece to the other as well. So we will begin with an entrance where the chorus is going to be singing Ubi Caritas, which is really a 9th century chant. It's based on a melody from that time. And the words, of course, are, where there is true charity and love, there is God. And we're going to sing some verses, The Love of Christ Joins Us Together. It starts right off with that, let us rejoice in him, and may we one day behold the glory and see him face to face. Actually, this was often sung on Holy Thursday in several churches. Way back in even 700s, they were using some of this. The verse will be in English, but the refrain will be in Latin, of course. So then really our opening song is The Silence Speaks. And when we think about Lent, even when Jesus, during the Lenten season, his 40 days, he went into the desert to listen and to be quiet. So the focus of it is, even for us, you know, it's a quieter time. Even the music, usually during Lent, it's more subdued, it's more reflective. And so it speaks to Lent very well. And listen, so many times within the song, we go there and listen and go for solitude. Then we're going to sing a Latin piece, Adorote, meaning we sing your praise to God. And this is very reflective, too, of what happens early on Holy Thursday. We sing your praise, O bread of life, redeemer of the world. And we will be singing in Latin, the Sanctus, Sanctus, holy, 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 love's redeeming work in this wondrous sacrament. And again, that reflects to that Ubi Caritas, where they had so many times sung that for Holy Thursday.
With the Adorote, and it says Johann Michael or Michael Haydn, is that the brother of Joseph Haydn?
Yes, it is. Joseph was his older brother, but Johann Michael Haydn was also a choir boy at St. Stephen's in Vienna, and he received so much of his musical training there. And then he was the kapellmeister to the bishop in Graz Verdine in 1757, but he also produced a large number of early compositions, both sacred and secular. He was even a court musician in Salzburg, so he was very popular as well. But his brother, rather, Joseph, was older, yes. Well, after we do that piece, then we're going to go to the garden where Jesus began after Holy Thursday. He went to the garden, and we set the scene. Come to dark Gethsemane, hear the Savior weeping underneath an olive tree while his friends are there sleeping. So it's setting the tone, definitely, for what is happening and what is to come with his garden. The garden is calling him. In the distance, Calvary is on the horizon. And of course, we know that when Jesus went in the garden, he was praying. And so we are going to sing the Lord's Prayer by Melot. It's a very beautiful, familiar melody too. But it's also so prayerful and has so much meaning. And we are really enjoying that very much. Then after we sing the Lord's Prayer, then we're going to sing the Cantique de Jean Racine. It's a beautiful piece, and we are singing it in French, and we are working very hard and enjoying it as well. So the Cantique de Jean Racine was written by Gabriel Fauré, and actually Jean Racine was a poet. So, you know, you see Cantique de Jean Racine, well, who is Jean Racine? That's the person that actually paraphrased the words Barret put to music, and it's such a beautiful melody from the Impressionistic period, too. He had written this. He's a wonderful French composer, and he was also an excellent organist. So they are beautiful words about the Word of God being the Most High, and He looks on us with His eyes, and it just has so much meaning to us. And this is probably one of his smaller works. He was only 22 when he actually wrote this, but it's very famous as well. And we will also be having two instrumentalists along with our wonderful accompanist playing for us, Linda Houck on piano. But we have Leah Valenches on violin and Peter Brubaker on cello. And that would just sound so beautiful on the cantique. It will add so much more beauty to it.
Brenda, you represent the singers, and you all seem to love it when you get to sing spirituals, don't you?
Absolutely.
And Poor Man Lazarus is a great spiritual that just talks about the rich man versus the poor man and how the poor man ends up getting to heaven. And it's a lot of fun, and it's really upbeat, and it's definitely a favorite of a lot of the group.
He had to eat crumbs from the rich man's table. Dip your finger in the water coming. Cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame. I'm tormented in the flame. I'm tormented in the flame. Dip your finger in the water coming. Cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame. Rich man dies, he lives so well. Dip your finger in the water coming. Cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame. And when he died, he went straight to hell. Dip your finger in the water coming. Cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame. I'm tormented in the flame. I'm tormented in the flame. Dip your finger in the water coming. Cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame. I love to shout, I love to sing. Dip your finger in the water coming. Cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame. I love to praise my heavenly King. Dip your finger in the water coming. Cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame. I'm tormented in the flame. I'm tormented in the flame. Cool my tongue, dip your finger in the water coming. Cool my tongue, dip your finger in the water coming. Cool my tongue, dip your finger in the water coming. Cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame.
Yes, Poor Man Lazarus, an African American spiritual. This is arranged by Jester Hairston, who a long time ago even came to Marywood to give us a session. And that's really when I was first introduced to spirituals. Fare thee well. I remember him teaching that to us. But so he did arrange Poor Man Lazarus. And it is taken right from Luke chapter 16. We often hear it, especially during Lent. But I don't think it's in this year's cycle. The story about Lazarus and the rich man. And it's back and forth. Poor man Lazarus. And then you have the rich man Dives. Dip your finger in the water and heal my tongue, because he's tormented in the flame. So it starts out very homophonic with all the parts, but then later on, it comes in one voice after another. Dip your finger in the water, dip your finger. It's like Dives is just pleading to get some help where he's at. It's such a beautiful, joyful rise, actually. It's pretty neat.
Dip your finger in the water coming. Cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame. Dip your finger in the water coming. Cool my tongue, dip your finger in the water coming. Cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the flame.
Very exciting. And that will conclude our first part of the program.
That's not your only spiritual, though.
No, it isn't. So when we begin our second half, we will be singing Steal Away, another spiritual. And this is arranged by Lloyd Larson. And it's a very lovely arrangement of Steal Away, beautiful harmonies. And we're going to feature one of our singers in the middle of it. Dr. Greg Calley is going to be singing solo in the middle of it as well. And that adds a lot to it. But the chords and everything are very lush, very, very nice. After that, we're going to sing a Kyrie from the Missa Secunda by Hans Leo Hassler, who was from Germany. It's very imitative. He was from Germany, but he actually studied a lot in Venice. And he learned a lot about the Italian style and counterpoint there. And so all of that is reflected in this piece. It'll start off with the tenors answered by the sopranos, then our altos, and then our basses will come in, and they just interplay back and forth, and it's very layered. And the first section is the Kyrie, and actually we'd have so much Latin in our church mass, but the Kyrie is not Latin, it actually is Greek. So we will be singing a little bit of Greek. The second part of the Kyrie, of course, is the Christe Eleison, and that starts off with the ladies, the sopranos, then answered by the altos. Then you'll hear the tenors and then the bass, and then back and forth. And he uses some very tricky and intricate rhythms throughout. And then it returns very softly with the Kyrie again at the end. And again, it starts with the tenors, then the altos, sopranos, and then the basses. And it's just beautiful interplay between all the voices. And then our next piece is O Sacred Head, Now Wounded. And the melody of this actually was written by Hosler. So Bach took some of that melody and he used it for his O Sacred Head Surrounded. It originally came from Hosler. So Joel Rainey did a beautiful arrangement of this, O Sacred Head, Now Wounded. So it incorporates some of O Sacred Head Surrounded, but it's much more modern. And it's got a wonderful cello feature in it, and it really builds up, and you just feel the essence of that tragedy. And then we have another piece, it's called Vision of the Cross. It's based on the English Kingsfold melody. It starts off with, we're going to have Sheila O'Brien with a little bit of guitar solo, and she's going to be accompanying this along with the piano with Linda. And it's the vision of someone watching this happening, seeing what we just talked about, the crucifixion, and looking at it, and then realizing that was all done for us. And that's his vision of it. Our next piece is called How Beautiful, which was written by Twyla Paris. And this arrangement is by Lloyd Larson. And it's got a beautiful melody, How Beautiful the Hands That Serve the Wine and the Bread. So again, reflecting back to Holy Thursday. How beautiful the feet that walked along the dusty roads and the hill to the cross. And we're going to feature two of our singers as well for this. Sheila O'Brien is going to sing a verse, and then Dr. Chuck Deck will be singing a verse of this. And then, of course, the choir comes in on the refrains and all. And then our final piece is How Great Thou Art. Again, this is a setting by Lloyd Larson, but the words, of course, are by Stuart Hine. And it's a piece that people are well known. And it's a beautiful arrangement. It really has so much joy in it, how wonderful and how great our God is. And we are going to feature Brenda Grunza and also Bill Pierce on this. And they are part of the chorus that sings at the Methodist Church in their praise band. So it's almost like another one of their parishes that they will be featured a little bit in this along with our chorus. And it's a familiar piece, but the arrangement of it is just so wonderful. It really builds. And I think that that would be very much appreciated by everybody. And we will be having a combined piece with the choir from the Methodist Church. It's called How Can I Keep From Singing? And it includes Amazing Grace. So our actual melody is by Robert Lowry. And he was born in 1826. So imagine that 200 years later, we are using that same melody, How Can I Keep From Singing?
And Robert Lowry has a number of ties to Lewisburg. He was a student and a professor and an administrator at Bucknell and what Bucknell was before it was actually called Bucknell.
Yes, yes. And the title itself, How Can I Keep From Singing? And through all the tumult and the strife that is going on, I still hear the music ringing. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? And then from that we will go into Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And then we will end with the big hallelujah with the choruses together. So we're really looking forward to this. And we will be featuring the Methodist Choir under the direction again of Nancy Evans. And they will be performing Wondrous Love and Lamb of God.
Now you have to tell us where the church is and when you'll be meeting Brenda.
So that's at the Schaefertown United Methodist Church, which is at 163 North Pioneer Avenue in Schaefertown. It is on Sunday, March 8th at 4 o'clock p.m., which is an actual change from the original flyers that went out just to a technical issue that had come up. And so we just want to be sure that everybody's aware that there is a change, and it's on March 8th, which is a Sunday at 4 o'clock p.m. We'll be accepting a free will offering. It's free admission, and we invite everyone to attend. We really hope to see you there. We're excited.
And give us your website.
Yes, Catholic Choral, C-H-O-R-A-L, Society.org. And you can find us on Facebook also at Catholic Choral Society of Scranton. And the other one is CCS, which is the initials of Catholic Choral Society of Scranton. We would love to hear from you. Please reach out.
And you always are welcoming anyone who has a desire to sing, and you rehearse on Tuesday nights at Marywood.
Yes, exactly. Tuesday evenings at Marywood. So we're always looking for people that have already sung in choruses or have some experience in chorus singing.
You say, in fact, that the chorus is growing.
For some of our chorus members, this is their first concert. Some of them just joined with us after Christmas. So that's very exciting.
And we're so excited to have Lisa Mazzarella, who is one of your stars here at WVIA-FM. Lisa Mazzarella has joined us as a soprano. And we're very excited. She's a great addition to our chorus.
Absolutely. As well as the other members who have joined us just this
yes.
year. So
yes.
we're thrilled. We're growing.
Keep on singing. We heard from Brenda Grunza, co-president, and Ann Manganello, music director of the Catholic Choral Society of Scranton, speaking about the ensemble's annual Lenten recital. And that will be taking place on Sunday, March 8th at 4 p.m. And that's at the Schaefertown United Methodist Church, 163 North Pioneer Avenue in Schaefertown. And that's just outside Wilkes-Barre. It's in the Back Mountain area. It is a program that will be filled with pieces like this, a joint performance of How Can I Keep From Singing with Amazing Grace. The choral ensemble of Schaefertown United Methodist Church will be joining with the Catholic Choral Society for that performance. They will also have a chance to perform two of their own selections. And for more information on the web, CatholicChoralSociety.org, CatholicChoralSociety.org. And the date and time have changed. It is Sunday, March 8th at 4 in the afternoon at Schaefertown United Methodist Church, 163 North Pioneer Avenue in Schaefertown, just outside Wilkes-Barre. For more information on the web, CatholicChoralSociety.org.